The lower house of parliament on Thursday overturned a Senate veto on a bill that would outlaw publishing transcripts or broadcasting recordings of phone calls intercepted by the police without the consent of the person concerned. If the president signs the bill into law, journalists who violated the ban could face up to 5 years in prison or a fine of 5 million crowns. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
Transcripts of leaked police wiretappings play a big role in Czech investigative journalism. Now, parties across the political spectrum, with the exception of the communists, have joined forces to push through a bill that would make the practice a criminal offence. One of the initiators of the bill, Civic Democrat MP Marek Benda, explains why there was broad support for the proposal.
If someone engages in criminal activity, they should be made to stand trial, and if found guilty, serve their sentence. This is the legal procedure. But what you often get is that when police investigators lack the evidence needed to file charges, they leak some of the wiretappings on the case to reporters and give the individuals concerned a public lynching.
It is rare for the ruling coalition and the opposition to see eye to eye on anything, but in this case, the Social Democrats joined forces with the coalition government to push the bill through. Bohuslav Sobotka, who heads the Social Democrat deputies group in the lower house, says the step is perfectly legitimate.
We're convinced that police wiretappings belong in the hands of the police, state attorneys, and the country's intelligence service. That is what the Czech constitution stipulates and what our legal system allows.
Journalists, on the other hand, are up in arms over the bill, arguing that it will effectively put an end to press freedom in the Czech Republic. Josef Klima is an investigative journalist with commercial TV Nova.
In this country, a lot of things get swept under the carpet. We know why, and we work hard to bring them out into the open. Police wiretappings have a big cleansing role in Czech society.
Friday's edition of the daily Mladá fronta Dnes came out with a picture of 6 investigative journalists with their mouths taped over. Zuzana Kajzrova, one of the daily's investigative reporters, says that the ruling Civic Democrats and the opposition Social Democrats voted for the bill in their own best interests.
Why the Social Democrats and the Civil Democrats have agreed on this is because there were corruption cases in both parties. Actually, the top members of these parties have faced severe problems because of these phone transcripts, if I can say it this way. So this is a theme that has put these two parties together, and I believe that they hope that they will have an easier life in the future.
Zuzana Kajzrova says that the editorial staff of Mladá fronta Dnes is always careful about what it selects for publication and defends the public's right to information.
Well, I believe that the Czech media are not misusing these police wiretapping transcripts. Each time we are putting these transcripts, publishing them in our newspaper, we are being very careful not to put down any sort of personal or other parts of the transcript that have nothing to do with corruption itself. So I think that we really are trying to pull off just those parts that are proving some sort of corruption. And this tends to be quite strong, you know, when the readers get the real transcripts and they see how the politicians are communicating with, let's say, some, you know, mafia bosses or something like that. It tends to be much stronger than, you know, than if we would be just describing what was going on, etc.
The bill has been criticized by the European Newspaper Publishers Association and the Czech Syndicate of Journalists, which has called on President Václav Klaus not to sign it into force. If it should become law, the syndicate says it will lodge a complaint with a constitutional court on the grounds that it infringes on press freedom and freedom of expression.
Daniela Lazarová with that report, and of course we will keep you informed about how that story develops.